You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. We're here today on a snowy February 1st. Happy New Year. Happy New Chinese New Year. Happy New Year, New Decade, New Month. We are here in the beautiful Detroit Shipping Company, Detroit Podcast Detroit, the beautiful studio. And I'm saying this for a reason. If you look outside today, we're launching this today on a day where we have had a few snow flurries, but the weather is beautiful. And this is Darling Nikki. I've got some amazing guests in studio today for the launch of the new podcast called What's the What? And we are highlighting Detroit and other surrounding areas. We had a wonderful interview with the studio today. This amazing location. First of all, Green and Black. We're going to give some shout out to the Detroit Shipping Company because it's a beautiful, amazing studio. And there's snow flurries outside, but it's also the 1st of February. But I've got some amazing guests in studio, and I want to also give a shout out to who led us here. Today is February 1st. We have people in studio that I want to give their names. Can we give out a shout out to?
Oh, sure. I'm Dave. I'm the idiot that owns this place.
We don't call him an idiot. We call it a lovely space, and very we nice. Want to give. There's a big reason why everybody who is here today is here. Everybody got called up because of me, because this is, can we talk about Free Podcast Day, February 1st, and why we're launching this today?
Like I said, it's something we do the first Saturday of every month. We run it in all of our locations. So we've already had three or four that have gone through up in Royal Oak this morning. And we let people, hit our website, pick a time slot, and come on in and try things out. I mean, we want to let people figure out if a studio is right for them or not.
Can we talk about this particular space, though? Because as we look around, you all can't see the space, but as we look around this space, it's amazing. What is it in particular about the Detroit Shipping Company and the space right here in Detroit on?
We're on Peterborough Street, or Peterborough and Cass in Cass Corridor. I've been coming down here since the mid-90s, and it's great to see this place look a lot different than it used to. I mean, back in the 90s, or even the early 2000s, you really didn't come to Cass Corridor unless you were either looking for drugs or a fight. wasn't the hangout that it's become. It's still, I mean, my car just got broken into Wednesday night, disclosure.
But that's still Detroit, right?
But that can happen anywhere. I posted on Facebook about it, and I had a couple of friends who were like, oh, bet you're not going to be so positive about Detroit anymore. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, dude, you had your car broken into in Auburn Hills. Stolen in Royal Oak.
But that doesn't always get reported in the news, right?
it's great. We've been doing our networking group since 2001. That's kind of how all this started, a group called IT and the D. And we've been doing events downtown since 2001. And I remember the days when I remember the days when if we got five people to come to a downtown event, we were thrilled. And now they're our most heavily attended events.
And we are really happy to be here. So when I talk about where we are, talk about the shipping container, because we do need people to know that Podcast Detroit has other locations, mm-hmm. but this particular location is special because of where it's located. Talk about where it is right now and right here and how you came to be here.
So Detroit Shipping Company is a plaza that's built out of, I believe it's 22 shipping containers that are all welded together. And there's six restaurants, a print shop, us, an indoor and an outdoor courtyard. And it's just a great space. Like I said, a lot of the bigger companies downtown rent the place out to do like big corporate events and that kind of stuff, just cause it's fun. There's a big old volleyball, sand volleyball court that's obviously not being used currently.
Because it's snowing outside, but we're good. We look forward to spring.
And it is. I mean, it's interesting. This is the second winter we've been through here, and it's, you know, the... You can tell when spring hits because all the electric scooters start showing up in front of the place.
I love it.
And summer, this place is ridiculous. Obviously nobody can see it, but you guys in the room can. One of the reasons why I put our banners up against, we have a glass wall at one end of the studio. And in the spring and summer, when this place is packed and people are drinking, this studio turns into a fishbowl.
I love it.
And everybody wants to peek in. Everybody wants to see what's going on. And it got to be super distracting for some of the shows. So that's why I threw those up there.
So talk about some of the landmarks right nearby. So where we are, because some of us, the hosts included, I went to Cass Tech, the old Cass Tech, okay, not the new one. But you're right in the heart of Chung's, used to be up the street.
Yep.
You're right up the street from Peterborough, but you're not far from the Temple Bar, Masonic Temple.
Yep.
Talk about some of the locations right near here where people should know about and be about if they are coming to visit the studio and the space where we are.
Well, so, I mean, I would start with the restaurants here. You've got, like I said, there's six places. There's the coffee and ice cream shop that's up on the second floor. Then downstairs you've got, and that's the thing to keep in mind, is that it's very much a food hall concept, because all the restaurants are their kitchens built inside of shipping containers, because again, these are all shipping containers, and then it's all communal seating. So you've got Motor, the burger joint from Windsor, I think they were the last one to open up.
Oh, sweet. I saw their burgers last night. They're from Windsor? They're awesome. All right.
Yeah, they're poutine. Still.
Okay. Wonderful.
Then you've got the Nepalese dumpling place.
I love it. We tried them last night. Yeah.
Then you've got Bangkok 96, which is kind of my go-to.
Great spring rose last night.
We tell people, if you're coming and you try something for the first time, get their pad Thai roll.
Okay.
Because it's pad Thai in a burrito that is sushi cut.
Oh, nice. Amazing. What were they marketing last night that was big on a, there was something big on a plate?
Oh, she does those ginormous tomahawk steaks.
Oh, sweet. Talk about that.
it's a huge steak.
Okay.
And then you've got Coop, which is Chef Max. Everybody knows him. That's a Caribbean joint. And then you've got
great jerk chicken, mm-hmm, and also the broccoli stuff from last night. A friend of mine tried them, vegan friendly and not vegan friendly if you like the bacon jam, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else?
Brussels sprouts too. And then you've got Brujo, which is the taco joint.
Oh, sweet.
And then so next door, you've got Peterborough, which is a, I won't call, it's like, it's not traditional Chinese. It's more, they've got some very authentic dishes, but it's a great spot.
Okay.
The food is, they have cheeseburger egg rolls, which are kind of my go-to when I go there. And they have a phenomenal scotch and whiskey selection, if you're a fan at all.
We love it for what's the what, because I have two people in studio today that I had to convince to come here only because I am a first-time visitor last night. Sampled everything, wanted to say this out loud. I've got some people in studio, and that I'm going to let them talk briefly about what they're doing and what's the what. What's the what is we're doing an inauguration for about what's the what in Detroit and around. We are in a beautiful space. And when I say a beautiful space, I can see outside places that I love, a street that I love, places that I've been to. I grew up around here. What I'm trying to say to people is if you can visit this area for fun, do it. If you can visit it for fun, do it. I have a guest in studio really briefly from Woodbridge. That's an area that's near and dear to my heart. He's going to talk about a few things briefly because there was a show that was filmed in his area. I used to live there 25 years ago, not so much anymore, but he's a current resident of Woodbridge. I'm just going to have him give his first name, and we're going to talk about briefly what's going on in Woodbridge where the show Detroiter was filmed briefly. And we're trying to get them back. But talk about, I'm going to introduce Maurice. Talk about real quick what's going on in Woodbridge today. What's the what in Woodbridge?
All right. Thank you, Nikki. My name is Maurice once again. And I guess the main thing I want to talk about, there's a lot of development going on in the communities in Detroit. So I was just going to give a brief window into how Woodbridge is dealing with it, how we're dealing with new development, how we're dealing with the interest in the neighborhoods, and maybe some of the pros and cons and the history of things we've had to deal with and how things are.
Do me a favor, Maurice, for people who are not familiar with Woodbridge in the mm-hmm. city of Detroit, give mm-hmm. a synopsis of where the area is. What's it near? We all know. I know it's near Wayne State, Midtown. But tell people, just give a street. You don't have to give an address. Tell people the boundaries of Woodbridge and the city of Detroit so people know where we're talking about historically.
Right. So for the sake of our development in our neighborhood, we're considering 94, the Lodge, MLK, and Grand River as the boundaries of what we're focused on.
Okay. And what street do you currently live on? Don't give out an address so people won't stalk you.
Yes, I'm on Avery.
Okay. And then what else is happening right now? And Woodbridge is currently a historical district. Is that correct?
Yes.
Federal. So talk about the historic part of Woodbridge.
Well, that's what attracted me to the neighborhood. I like the historic homes, like the brick and the woodwork and the homes. You've seen them there. And there's a variety of homes, too. It's not now when they create a blueprint for a home, it's just repeated over and over again. I guess somebody described Woodbridge homes to me as craft homes. So they had a floor plan, but each builder was able to customize it how they want it. So even though I have the same floor plan as some of the other houses on my block, you go inside and things are kind of totally different.
Well, let's talk about your home. How old is the home you currently live in Woodbridge on Avery?
Let's see. I think it was built 1909.
So your home is actually a historic home in the historic Woodbridge.
Right. Yes. Right.
So let's talk about what drew you actually to your home, and your neighbors have been around for how long?
Well, I moved in 2006 because originally I grew up in the 7 Mile Greenfield area. That's where I grew up.
But, so you're a native of Detroit.
Right, yeah.
And Woodbridge is a historic district in Detroit.
Yes.
And it drew you back home.
Right. Well, I was looking for houses, and at that time, it was 2006. There was all these foreclosures, so my real estate agent was taking me all over the city. And then when I was looking in Woodbridge, I was this reminded me of where I lived in Cincinnati. I was right around a university area.
And you were in Cincinnati for school?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So when I moved back to Detroit, I was this is a lot where I was living in Cincinnati. I like that. I like the vibe. And it's right next to Wayne State. So I said, Wayne State and that area is always going to be kind of viable, no matter what. Because you remember 2006, we were not sure what was going to happen. So.
Okay. So it brought you back home? You love your home. What was going on in your neighborhood with the show Detroiters, for example? Give an example of what was happening in Woodbridge with a show that was being filmed right up the street from you.
Well, mainly, I guess the show, you can watch it. They were filming it. And actually, the guy, the house they were using, he's
it was right up the street from where you live.
Right. It was a couple of blocks down from the street.
On Avery?
On Avery, right.
Okay.
And
so kind of cool that they were using authentic Woodbridge homes. At the time.
Right.
And okay.
I don't know. You remember when we had the film credit thing? Okay, yeah. But, so that show, they would kind of block off the street and neighbors would just sit on the porch
and they were filming?
Watch. Okay. Yes, and they were filming. You see some of the actors. You see the little catering truck when they come out. And occasionally, I guess, we walk by and say hi to them.
So your area is still viable, was viable, still viable, and still vibrant today.
Yes.
All right. We also have another guest. And I say this because Woodbridge is historic, but we have an artist in studio today that also is a native Detroiter. I want you to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Angelo Hans King.
Angelo King, talk about your tie to Detroit and your history with the city and what's going on with you art-wise, because it all ties into the city of Detroit, old and new.
Well, I was born and raised in Detroit. Always loved Detroit. It's nice. And I also live in Woodbridge. I live on Willis.
I love it.
And
I love it. See,
I've been
the
in
connection.
The area for two years now. When I first came in the area, didn't really know that much about it. But when a friend of mine lived in Woodbridge, and when I visited, I'm like, this is cool. So I liked it. So I've been here for 2 years. To me, the community is artsy because I'm an artist. I like the vibe and the energy, and I really like the neighborhood. And I also visited the shipping company last year for an event that was very nice.
So well, talk. Let's talk about your draw back to. So again, we have a tie-in here with Woodbridge, the community coming back to Detroit. Talk about what inspired you as a Detroiter to still be in Detroit when you can take your art anywhere. But talk about your tie into Woodbridge and the art and what drew you back to the community.
Well, passion for art. Detroit is home. No matter where you go, I have visited a lot of cities. And
wait, you got to say that again.
Detroit is home.
No matter where you've been.
No matter where I've been and traveled, Detroit is home.
We always will be. Yeah, we're not going to be sued by Frank Sinatra, but you can take it anywhere, but it's up to you, Detroit. Detroit, everybody comes back home at some point in time, no matter what, where they go. You've taken your art to a lot of places. Tell us what drew you back here.
The opportunities and the resurgence of art in the city.
In the city of Detroit. All right.
In the city of Detroit. And I also, within the last year, 2 years, have met some amazing artists. Just wonderful. I'm just enjoying it. Enjoying, you know, the resurgence of the city and the art community.
And let's talk about some of your projects, because again, I want you to talk about some of your awareness about coming back, because you could take your art anywhere. Art is universal, just like music. Talk about why your art brought you back to the city and some of the projects you've done in the city of Detroit proper.
Well, first of all, I just did completed a project about a month ago with another well artist by the name of Javier Gonzalez.
All right.
It was the Heidelberg. We did the installation for the Heidelberg project, which was very nice. The launch of a new gallery space and a Heidelbergers.
And talk about that a little bit briefly. Tell us where Heidelberg, a lot of people can look up the history, but talk about what you've done for the resurgence of it, where it's located, and what you were doing on your current project.
Well, it's located right there on Gratiot and
We can find it.
You can
talk
find
about
it.
Because, again, Heidelberg has been, it's been almost a like a resurgence. But talk about what you just did recently, because they have now a permanent installation in that area.
Yeah, we did the installation, which was a very good experience. It was creative. I needed that. It was a good creative moment for me, for the energy to experience that. Like I said, with my fellow artist, Javier Gonzalez, through him, he asked me to be part of that team to do that. And I was grateful because it really sparked my creativity back, you know, with art, just took it to another level.
Okay. So talk about some of your, what you use as an, because I'm not an artist and I love artists. Talk about your medium. Talk about the project. Talk about what's going forward and where you also are on exhibit and other places you've had your artwork displayed.
Yes. Well, I'd use a whole lot of mediums. Whatever I get inspired, whatever I see, to me, another man's junk is a creative act. How can I say this?
I love that you're saying that. You're saying another. Well, I'm going to paraphrase because I love somebody else's junk is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
I'm paraphrasing.
I'm just stealing
some terms.
And there's beauty in everything.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I see art in everything.
Okay.
You know, anything can be transformed that people just throw away or throw out. I see beauty in it and where it could be redesigned, recreated, and all of that. So that's the feel. That's why I love art. It's just a wonderful.
But tell us again why you were drawn back to your home, to Detroit.
Like I said, because of the energy and the vibe of the city and the art community. I think it's great. I just think it's great. And there's a lot of good things going on. And as far as that, and looking in the future, I do have a lot of projects. I have also, my work had also been featured in MGM.
Keep talking.
MGM Grand Casino and Ruby on Third.
I love it. Talk about that. Let's talk about that.
They was redesigning one of the restaurants there. And I just spoke to the beverage at the time, manager. I said, I'm an artist. I have some work that I think would enhance that space. And I showed it to them and they loved it. And so that's how that happened.
I love it. Do me a, so if you were to, okay, so I'm going to ask you as an artist, if you were to look around your surroundings where we are today, February 1st, the inauguration of What's the What, if you were to capture art today, what would be your motivation looking out the window? We got snowflakes. We got the Green and Black Inside Detroit podcast. What would be your motivation today? Because, again, everybody does. Oh, well, first of all, let me ask you this. Where can people see your artwork currently on display right now?
Well, currently it just came down. It was displayed at Heidelberg, the launch of a new gallery space, and it just came down.
Okay. But where can they see it post the launching? How can they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can get in touch with me through Instagram.
All right. The Artist Give us Huns. Give us your handle.
The Artist Huns on Instagram.
All right. And I just want to say a couple of things. When I say we have, there's beauty everywhere, you say that you currently are doing some other things. You also have your artwork on sale in other places. It's the first Saturday of the month. Okay, everybody hears the sirens. The reason there are sirens is the first Saturday of the month. I think they are launching the first Saturday of the month sirens. But anyway, we again have a tie here with Woodbridge, art, artistry, people being brought together for the love of this city of Detroit and the reemergence of the city that has never gone to sleep. The sirens you hear is because, again, I laugh that it is the first Saturday of the month. It's February 1st. It's our inauguration of What's the What. What's the What is a podcast that will be highlighting the things, people, events happening in and around the city of Detroit. As we look out the window, there are snowflakes happening. It's the first Saturday of February 2020, new year, new decade. It's also the first Saturday that I think they also have to do. It must be the sirens are going off. But here's the other thing about What's the What. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about what's going on in your neighborhoods, in the city of Detroit, and around the city of Detroit, Metro Detroit. We support all people, all venues, all genres. One of the things why we're happy to launch the inauguration of this event is that we're right on Peterborough in the middle of Midtown in the city of Detroit. Like I said, there are snowflakes happening. We're happy to be here. There are sirens, but don't panic. I think it's the first Saturday of the month. It's because they're launching and we've gotten confirmation. I only know that because, again, as a mom, I have a child that's a senior now at U of M, but I know about the first launching of the sirens only because they are testing out the public broadcast system. But I want to thank you for joining us for the inauguration event of What's the What. We are so happy to be here. I'm really thankful for my guest, Maurice and Angelo, for joining me. And I'm really thankful for our host today, Podcast Detroit, because he knows I stalked him to get here today.
luckily, I was actually wearing a Podcast Detroit gear last night.
Yes. So you knew. And he was like not afraid of me. But I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. And we will be back. And I just want to thank everybody and let you know that we will be here again. But check us out. Detroit Shipping Company Podcast Detroit is fabulous and phenomenal. And thank you. Happy first of the year. Happy New Year. And thank you. This is Darling Nikki, and we are out. Thank you.